Holland & Knight Tallahassee law firm partner Martha Barnett says her memories of 9/11 are as vivid today as they were back then.
I remember when the towers began to collapse, thinking things have changed for all times.
Barnett's connection to the event was more intimate than most. Holland & Knight's New York office was literally in the shadow of the stricken World Trade Towers. One of the firm's partners in that office was Glenn J. Winnick, a man who Barnett knew personally.
If you met him, he wouldn't strike you as someone who, through his life, would change the culture of the firm. He was just a nice guy. He was a good lawyer and somebody you felt comfortable and glad to be around.
Glenn Winnick was also a volunteer Long Island firefighter. After helping make sure all the workers in his office were out of danger, Winnick sprinted towards the doomed towers to help out there.
I suspect he didn't think about himself or the potential of personal harm or damage to himself. I think he was wired to serve others.
That selflessness cost Winnick his life when the towers came down. Holland & Knight Tallahassee associate Matthew Mears says Winnick's spirit lives on in a very tangible way through the Glenn J. Winnick Humanitarian Service Award.
Each year, and this award was first presented last year, we have a nomination period, which this year runs through July 31st. And it's a way of recognizing unsung heroes, people that are quietly doing what Glenn did for many years as a volunteer firefighter, and that's just every weekend, he's down at the fire station volunteering. He's available. If there's a need, he steps up to meet it.
Mears says the purpose of the award is as much to prompt emulation as it is to honor a single recipient.
They may not even want the recognition, but we know if we recognize them, other people will see what they're doing, and we hope will be inspired to get involved. And so it's not that local heroes want to be recognized, it's that those of us that can do more need to be inspired by their example.
And the reason for honoring an individual, Mears says, doesn't have to be connected to a single world-changing act of death-defying heroics.
While we love those moments of inspiration, it's the slow, steady effort that truly changes the community over time, I believe.
For example, last year's inaugural Winnick Award went to Leon County EMS Deputy Chief Mac Kemp for escorting 79 area World War II vets to Washington during the Honor Flight excursion. Holland & Knight partner Martha Barnett says it's these kinds of acts that deserve acknowledgement.
There's so many times we want to talk about what's wrong in our community, and this is a chance to celebrate what's right.
After an exhaustive review and selection process, the winner of this year's Glenn J. Winnick Award will be presented by former Florida Governor Bob Martinez at the FSU College of Law on September 11th. Again, the deadline for nominations is July 31st. More information and applications can be found on links from the Holland & Knight National website. For WFSU News, I'm Tom Flanagan.